will begin the airlift into Mogadishu tomorrow to quickly get food there. And the special nutritious food, and to ramp up the supplies given the swelling population of displaced people who are extremely hungry and weak who are arriving in Mogadishu.
You spent the whole day today briefing the executive board. What were you telling them?
We were giving them an update on the situation, including our efforts to airlift in supplies of special nutritious food from around the world that we will be able then to move to the children where we can reach them. We're bringing in stocks that we've had in Pakistan for the flood. We're bringing in ramping up production lines. Again, we feel we have an urgent need to get the special nutritious food to as many children as possible. When I was in Dadaab, we saw a situation where about 10,000 people are arriving a week, but I saw, you know, many children in level 3 and 4 of malnutrition. In level 4, only about 40% even have a chance of survival. So it's an urgent effort to have the types of food that can strengthen these children.
Now, have you been able to mobilize resources in this short period of time to be able to respond to this situation?
We have. I, in fact, got a call from with a contribution of $50 million from the King of Saudi Arabia today, specifically for the food for the people of Somalia. But also we've been able to confirm or to we've received over 200, including the Saudi announcement, $270 million in pledges over the past 2 weeks. Not all of it's in hand yet, but pledges. And this allows us to order the food and begin moving it closer.
Now, these airlifts are part of a short-term strategy. Do you have any long-term solutions or long-term strategies to dealing with this issue?
Well, first let me say we're already reaching 11 million drought-affected in the Horn. This didn't take us by surprise. We've been ramping up since last fall. And as successive rains failed or were, weak, we knew we were getting deeper into the drought. And in fact, in April, I visited not only Dadaab, but Puntland and North and South Galkayo, and we already saw a dramatic increase in the number of IDPs and refugees. And so we have received from the member nations of WFP $500 million since the beginning of the year for the Horn of Africa. What has caused the need for a ramping up of these activities is the weakened state of the population and, you know, the 60% of the people of Somalia who have not been reached with aid and are extremely weak at this time.